Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's go to our guest, Jeremiah Horseman. He was telling us, Jeremiah, you were right in the middle of the climax part where I think it was your mom telling us the story of setting you and your brothers and sister down to see what was going on, what was happening, to talk about it.
Yes, we sat down for the second time to discuss what was running by the windows at night. This time was a little different. She had a little bit more of a serious look on her face. And she said, you know, I tried to let the dogs out, and they wouldn't go out. And she said there was a smell in the air. It was a very heavy smell of a sulfurous, maybe a trash smell, a rotting smell. And I think something else is going on here, because right before I tried to let the dogs out, this time in seeing this shadow running past the windows, she said whatever it was making a noise. And I remember looking at my brother like, what is she getting at? What is she talking about? And she said the noise was like a grumbling sound. It was something that was irritated. It was upset because the dogs were barking and growling and snarling. She said it was making this grumbling sound as it ran. And she said I could actually hear this time individual footfalls. It was something really big, really heavy, and she was very certain it was bipedal. And so again, my brother and I were looking at each other like, what is she talking about? She said, I'm really worried that we have a very large prowler and that there might be somebody that's mentally ill. So I want you boys to be on the extra alert. And she reminded us again, when she's not there, don't answer the door for strangers and so on. We're both 13 years old, so we're thinking, oh, please. You know, we're not worried about somebody coming to the door. We know what to do. So fast forward maybe a week or so, and I had a chiropractor appointment. And as I'm waiting for my chiropractor, there was a magazine. It may have been the Pittsburgh Magazine. I can't remember which now. And the feature article was about Stan Gordon's group, PASU, the Pennsylvania Association for the Study of the Unexplained. And I flipped to that page where the story started and read an incredible story about the Keksberg UFO crash, which I'd never even heard of. And I lived a short distance from Keksberg, Pennsylvania. and how it inspired Stan Gordon to start his organization. In it, it talked about his investigators looking into things such as poltergeist activity, UFO sightings, UFO abductions, and Bigfoot sightings. And it stressed that there were a lot of Bigfoot reports that year. And then it went into describing the signs that people had Bigfoot in their area. And my heart started to beat really rapidly because as I was reading the article, it was describing more or less the same things that my mother just described. Strange sounds at night. It was describing the kind of putrid smell that comes with these creatures. And then it had, I think they set up a 1-800 number that you could call. And so I remember after reading the article, I was thinking to myself, I wonder if that's what's going through our yard. That's actually pretty frightening. And so I went home, and I wrote down the number. And without even consulting with my mother or telling my brother about it, I went ahead and called the group of Stan Gordon's, this PASU. And I talked to one of the people at PASU. I described to them what my mother had been experiencing. I described the smell. And they said they would have one of their investigators call back. And in a short period later, they did have an investigator of theirs who called back, a man named John. And he wanted me to re-describe what my mother had experienced. He asked if she was there, if he could talk to her, and I said, no, she's at work right now. She works at the state hospital. She's a psych nurse. And he said, okay. He mentioned a weekend. He said, you boys are probably in school now, and I'd like to catch you, obviously, when you're home, so I have somebody to show me around, and I just want us to show up on property. He said, be certain to have your mother call me so she knows what's going on. Well, I didn't. I didn't bother mentioning to her until virtually the last minute that these strangers are coming. And she was a bit upset with me. She said, who is coming? I described to her the article that I read, described to her how they virtually had every detail of what she was describing, the making like gurgling sounds, screeching sounds, the bad smell. And so she was a bit upset with me at first for calling these guys. But I think within hours of them showing up, she realized these are staunch professionals. They were really incredible guys. The group that Stan had, they had mostly professors. Some of them were high school professors, and some of them were college professors, chemists, and engineers, and so on. And the two guys that they sent were both also experiencers themselves. John and Devin were the first two guys I met. I remember Devin was a huge man. He was like 6'5", with a big red beard. And they asked me to show them where this this being or whatever was leaving the shadow up against the house who had been running. So I took them there, and I remember they paid particular attention to the fact that we had a huge, mature apple orchard to the rear of the house on the north end of the property. And they kept mentioning, oh, there's another apple tree. And I remember asking, what makes the apple trees a part of this? And they said, well, one of the things that tends to attract these creatures are apples, especially very sweet apples, and you've got that here. They said another thing is you have this railroad that runs through the forest behind your house. They said these creatures tend to use railroads to get from point A to point B. And they said, we noticed on the map before we got here, a short distance away is the Chartiers Creek. They also tend to be near to bodies of water, and you have all three of those here. The next thing they asked, they said, do you have any old mines or caves here? I said, we sure do. There's several coal mines nearby. There was the old Hendersonville coal mine patch just a short distance away. And so they seemed to nod, and I said, what does that have to do with it? And they said, that's another thing that tends to be a quality in common with areas where Bigfoot sightings are. And my curiosity then peaked. I said, do you have other calls of other people having the same sort of thing going on here? And they both looked at each other, and they said, we do. But those are what we call silent cases, which is when people don't want to be identified and they don't want their exact location to be divulged. I said, oh, that's fascinating. And so I'm picking their brains. I think I got to be annoying to them because they're trying to concentrate on searching the property for footprints and so on. And I'm assaulting them with questions about Bigfoot sightings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
And I remember we got to the absolute rear of the property right before the belt of forest, which the Chartiers Valley Railroad cuts through. And I remember the big man, Devin, with the red beard, shouting out to John, John, come here. And I started to walk over too, and he put his hand up, and with a very stern voice, he said, you, stop. So I did. And he was pointing at the ground and whispering something. And then they both looked at me, and John walked over, and he said, now, listen, he said, I'm not much for pranksters. He said, you wouldn't be pulling my chain if you and your brother were making anything up and leaving your footprints about, would you? And I said, no, why? And he said, we just found a set of very deep footprints at the edge of your garden going into the forest. And he said, we don't have time for pranksters. And he said, you mentioned that you love to watch movies, you love thrillers and so on. And he said, you wouldn't be pulling our chain, would you? And I said, no, absolutely not. And I said, in fact, this is my mother's bag. My mother's the one that saw these shadows. I haven't seen anything of them yet. And he said, all right. And he said, come here. I want to show you something. So they walked me over to the forest belt, which was on the north end of the property. And sure enough, there was a set of very deep footprints from the edge of our garden into the forest, and I was shocked. It was something I hadn't seen before. I hadn't noticed that, and we spent a lot of time walking the railroad. We had our own little path that went down through that patch of forest onto the railroad, and as kids, that's where we spent a lot of our time. And my mind was spinning. I had so many thoughts about what was going on, but they asked us if they could come back, and by this time, my mother's down there looking at the footprints. She also is shocked because she was a tomboy growing up. She was always out in the forest. She was a hunter. She was always hunting. And so she thought she knew the Pennsylvania forest really well. She had seen some spooky things in her youth while hunting, but never anything like this. And so she said, sure, you can come back whenever you like. And he said, what we do, we call them stakeouts. He said, John introduced himself as a master chess player. He went to all these different chess competitions. He said, I can sit still without moving for hours. He said, I'm going to find a place on your property where I can observe. He said, probably in the apple orchard or watching the apple orchard. And I'll place myself. And he said, I'm going to pick a position for my colleague, Devin, where we can, just between the two of us, triangulate a good view of this area where this creature has been running through. And he said, I need to tell you, too, I think there's more than one creature. And that made all of us, you know, we kind of took, but were taken back by that, and our eyes went really wide. And my mother said, what makes you think that? He said, the set of tracks we found, there's actually two different measurements. So that's indicative of two different creatures that have been passing through here. So I think there's at least two. And we were all just kind of speechless about that. So they came back, I think, a week later. And John got up into a tree, one of our apple trees. It was a very mature apple orchard. And Devin was on the ground, and they had voice-activated headsets so they could talk to each other. And they asked if I would go out with them. And I said, yeah, absolutely. I wasn't going to miss this. Devin was supposed to be mobile. And he said, I don't know this area so well. I need you to show me where things are. He said, if there's a fence that we might trip over, a wire, I want to know where it's at. And he said, I generally just need to count on you to be quiet. He said, if you can be quiet and do as you're told, I'll give you a flashlight. But he said, do not turn it on unless I tell you to. And I said, that's fine. So this gets to be September, late September of 1991. And this particular September of 1991, there had just been, it was the 21st. There had been a lot of thunderstorms, and it was extremely humid and muggy for September in Pennsylvania, usually cooling off by that time, but I remember it was very hot. And I remember the man in charge, John, had asked me to take Devin down to the railroad tracks. They said, what I want you to do is just to be mobile, and I want you to go back and forth on these railroad tracks. And he said, if you hear anything, see anything, smell anything, report back to me. He said, and otherwise, I'll call you with further instructions. And these headsets were loud. At the time, I had good hearing. I could actually hear them talking to each other over the headset. Now I couldn't hope to, because with the reenacting hobby, I've got tinnitus, so my hearing is very bad. But I remember as it got dark, we had gone back and forth a number of times, and I think Devin was getting agitated and antsy and wanted to move up to where he believed the action would be. And I remember he asked John, if we could return to the property. And John said, no, I'd like you to stay down there and keep going back and forth. So we were coming back from a trestle with the Chartiers Creek under it, walking toward our property, and the trees that were in the forest belt with which the Chartiers Railroad goes through are so thick, and they intertwine over the top. It makes more or less a tunnel or a canopy over that area. So even with any starlight or moonlight, it's pitch black. And this man wouldn't let me turn a flashlight on, so I'm stumbling over railroad ties. And at that time, I'm hungry and tired, and I don't think anything's going to happen. I think I'm never going to see anything. And suddenly, we heard movement to our upper left, which was on the same side as our property. But we weren't quite behind our property yet. And the man put his hand out and stopped me from walking. And I started to ask him, what is it? And he went, shh, shh. He shushed me. And I remember my heart started to race. And then suddenly there was a crash right in front of us, and a huge boulder was thrown down on the railroad tracks in front of us. And there was just enough light that we could see that the boulder was very big. And it had shattered. Part of it had hit the iron rails. And it had shattered, made this massive ringing sound. And then the dust from the boulder shattering was all around us. And then suddenly we could smell this smell, this really horrific, awful, sulfurous smell that almost smelled like a rotting smell as well. Once you smell it, you never forget that smell. And again, I'm my heart's racing, I'm frightened. And I have no recollection of this, but the other man that was in charge, John, said he could actually hear me screaming over the headset. Though I don't actually recall screaming out of fright. I don't doubt that I did, but I actually don't remember screaming, because several more boulders landed right in front of us. It was as if something was telling us not to go any farther by throwing boulders in front of us. It was trying to scare us away. So we stood still after, I think, the third boulder came down. And again, part of that had hit the rails and shattered, and there was just dust around us. And Devin asked for permission from John to turn lights on, which John said yes. So we turned on our lights, And we're looking around, and I'm thinking to myself, this is incredible. There's something really powerful up there throwing boulders. And this is definitely something more strong than a man to be able to heave these boulders, because you could also hear them crashing through the tree branches up above. Now, the ravine that we were in is very deep. They had to actually blast when they were making that railroad to get the grading level down to where it had to be. So it was, there was a cliff, more or less, on both sides. And out of that cliff were these massive bits of rock and different types of rock. And that's where whatever this was pulling these boulders out. And we were shining our lights, I remember, up on the embankment. And we could see where something had ripped out freshly rock and heaved them down upon the railroad tracks in front of us, but we couldn't see anything there. So after, I don't know how much time had transpired, it seemed like forever to me at the time because I was so frightened and my adrenaline by this time was going, that the man told me to turn off my flashlight, which I did. And he was standing very still, staring at that embankment. And then again, I remember he grabbed my shoulder and said, stay still. And he was looking up there, and I remember he said, John, I see two silhouettes. There's two of them. And I remember John saying over again, keep your eye on them. Are they moving? And he said, no, they're staring at me.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.